Well, we have a special guest right off the hop joining us on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, Nashville Predators forward Steven Stamkos. The Predators are back in action tomorrow against the Anaheim Ducks. Steven, thank you so much for joining us. There was a stretch not too long ago where you couldn't buy a point, and now over the past four games, you can't stop scoring. So what has been working well for you personally over these past four games versus the previous 13?
Yeah, I wish I had an exact answer, you know, where you get a point every single night. But it's, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, throughout the course of your career, you know, there's going to be stretches, good and bad, and you try to ride them out a little bit, you know, both ways. And when you do finally start scoring or get a point or get a bounce, you know, obviously you gain a little more confidence and you're starting to feel a little better about your game. And I think that was just the case there. And like I said, you just try to ride it as long as you can.
Steven, I know that this is a situation that you have not found yourself in very much in your illustrious career, with the season winding down. You know, the Predators are in position to miss the playoffs. How do you and the other leaders keep morale high in the dressing room over these final few weeks of the regular season, knowing that the playoffs are probably an impossibility?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, like you said, for me, not really being in this position that much, you know, you're fortunate to be on some good teams. And, you know, if you ask any player in the league, this is the time of the year where it's the most fun, when you're gearing up for a playoff push or you're getting ready to see who you're going to play in the playoffs, and these games mean so much, and really nothing needs to be said. Guys are motivated by that. And when you're in the position that we're in, the tough part is to try to find something to motivate you. At the end of the day, this is your job, and you have pride. And you have to, you know, as a player, find something to get you through this last stretch, whether it's feeling good about your game heading into the off season, whether it's building on a system, you know, with the team that's, you know, going to get you into next year. Try to build some momentum that way. You know, everyone wants to feel good about themselves each and every night. And the only way you're going to do that is if you go out there and be a professional and work hard and do the little things, you know, regardless of the result. We all understand the position we're in. You look at how, you know, many guys are getting an opportunity, you know, some of the young guys that are playing and coming up from the AHL, or injuries, and guys are getting more ice time. So there's little things that each player individually can look upon and try to build off of, and I think that's what we all understand.
We're talking to Steven Stamkos, Predators forward, and another goal the other night in San Jose to move up into a tie for 22nd all-time in the goal-scoring list. And Stammer, we talked the other day about Mike Bossy. Now the next guy that you catch, it's so cool to go back through history. Mark Recchi, who I think Predator fans who can go back to towards sort of the beginning of the franchise in the early years might remember Mark Recchi. What do you remember about him, you know, as you go back and think about all these names from the past?
Yeah, I actually got a chance to play with Mark Recchi my rookie season in Tampa.
Wow.
So probably dating myself a little bit there. But, my first year, Tampa had Gary Roberts. We had Mark Recchi. We had some amazing veteran leadership on that team. We ended up trading him. I can't remember if it was the first deadline or the second deadline, to Boston. And then he went on to win the cup there with them. So he was still an outstanding player. I think he was in his early 40s at the time, and I was 18. So learned a lot from him. Just a tremendous player, obviously a Hall of Fame player, but I think it's pretty cool that I got a chance to play with him and get to know him, and still such a productive player at that age. So it was pretty impressive.
You know, that I think about that, and Gary Roberts, another guy you mentioned, is famously a guy that worked extremely hard and now has passed that along to so many other players of how to stay in shape and stay in the condition you need to be in to stay productive into your mid to late 30s. I'm sure you've had great influence by guys like that, and that's got to drive you to be able to look at the next stages of your career as you try to help lead this franchise back to where it wants to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I look at where I am in my career and where guys were when I was that young guy coming in and, you know, whether it was Gary Roberts or Mark Recchi, like we mentioned, whether it was Marty St. Louis or Vinny LeCavalier when I got there in Tampa. I mean, those guys were, you know, in their late 20s to early 30s and moved into their mid 30s, you know, when I was playing with them. So it was pretty cool to see how they took care of themselves on and off the ice, how they acted towards the young guys, what they did to not only better themselves, but better their young teammates. And, you know, whether you're paying attention to it or not, you know, these young guys are always watching you. They're always looking towards you for guidance. And whether you're in the gym or on the ice, I mean, you may not notice it, but I was always watching those guys as a young guy to see what they did before practice, to see what they did after practice, to see what they did in the gym. So, you know, there's responsibility in being a veteran guy that, you know, you need to show them the way that you were taught from some of those great players and try to pass that information along.
We're talking to Steven Stamkos. The Predators have won their last four. They're back in action tomorrow night against the Anaheim Ducks. And Steven, you've been playing with Ryan O'Reilly these last couple of games. And I think about the trade deadline, and Barry Trotz has been pretty vocal. He thinks you guys can absolutely bounce back and be the type of team that you have expectations for next year. And he probably could have moved a lot of guys if he wanted to, but he's kept a lot of guys around that I think would be a big part of next year's team. One of them certainly is Ryan O'Reilly. Can you talk to the fans about playing with a guy like that, doing some of the things he does that maybe are not as easy to notice for just more casual fans?
Yeah, I think it starts on the ice. You look at his 200-foot game. He's always in the right position. He's never a guy that is out there cheating for offense. He's doing it the right way with having one of the best sticks in the entire league in terms of knocking plays down or reading a play and pickpocketing a guy. I mean, he's just always in the right position and, you know, and he's going to give you 100% every night, no matter what. And to have a centerman like that on the ice, who bears a lot of responsibility, especially in the defensive zone, you know, with the system that we play, it's not easy work. It's taxing. But for someone, you know, especially his age, and, you know, he's won in this league. He's won everywhere he's been. To bring that every night it's a contagious thing. And as a player, he's obviously got some unbelievable hockey IQ and defensively and also offensively too. And to play with him the last couple of games, you know, Ryan and I didn't really play all that much together this year. So it was kind of exciting to get a chance to play a few games on the wing with him. And you know, he makes plays, he finds guys, and you know, he's a guy you want on your team, especially, hopefully, you know, next year come playoff time, because that's when he really shines. And off the ice, you know, just a great guy, just, you know, gets the guys together all the time, is a guy that speaks up in the locker room, and just respected by the whole group. So, you know, a pretty valuable piece to have on your team.
As you guys talk about that vision of where you want to be next year, is that something like how important are these next games in building towards that? And what's your vision of how this team bounces back amongst the things that you can control, right? You can't control who gets traded, who they sign, that kind of thing. But what are your thoughts along those lines?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I mean, you have to find a way to motivate yourself individually these last, you know, 17, 18 games to build towards something. I mean, the easy thing to do would say, oh, well, we're out and whatever happens, happens. Let's go have some fun. You know, that's just not going to cut it. And, you know, sometimes it's hard. We understand that. We're all so competitive and we want to be playing meaningful games, and myself included, your mind starts to wander a little bit and, you know, you're disappointed in how the season's gone, but you know, you do, you have to find a way to play your hardest and understand the situation, but try to build towards something. And, you know, we understand, you know, how tough this season's been, but you know, for the guys that are going to be around, you know, next year, like you said, you know, we don't have control over, you know, trades or signings or things like that. But I think if you ask anyone, everyone's answer is the same, that we want to be part of that solution and get back into playoff contention. And that's all you can ask for, is to be in the mix.
Well, Stammer, we appreciate your time this morning. I would say that can we do something about the weather we've got here in Southern California? This is really not. This is more like Boston or something. Like, what's this 50-degree rain stuff that we're getting here when we got a day off?
We didn't get the nice Cali sun, that's for sure. But it's just kind of been how the season's been going, I guess. But we'll fight through it, and we'll still enjoy it.
Steven Stamkos, Predators forward, joining us on D-Mace, Vingan and Donick. Steven, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Steven Stamkos joining us on the program. The Predators are back in action tomorrow night against the Anaheim Ducks with a 9 o'clock puck drop.